knowing Sevenoaks that well, in fact, frankly, not at all, the shop was advertised in one of the journals that sold businesses, and it was quite a nice shop, double-fronted shop. It later became Puddle Ducks, the shop that I think did, what do they call that? American thing.
Quilting,
that's right, yeah, sorry about that. It's a double-fronted shop, a really very much the old-fashioned sort of thing. And it benefited from the fact that everything was fresh. You know, if you had ham, you cooked it yourself. You could get most of what you needed in Batten Ball. Hill was what I would like to describe as a complete and independent community in Sevenoaks, unlike now, where it's just a sort of hodgepodge of shops that have survived, where then it was really a very, very vibrant area with all manner of kinds of shops there. And I mean, from memory, because I had a particular interest in it, there was photographers called Fielders who had three brothers who used to run the business. The thing I remember was the smell of the shop, because he used to sell a lot of photographic equipment, like movie projectors, cameras, that sort of thing. I had a particular smell. I think it was the rec scene that they used to use to make the covers with. And what was unusual about the shop is it had a film library. But then, obviously, there was a fishmonger's, what you call a wet fish shop, with an open front. Pacman's, I think, was the name of it. There was a butcher's, several grocer's shops. I remember Needham's was a grocer's shop further down. And other sort of shops you just don't get anywhere else. And plus the fact all the normal ones like tobacconists, the sweet shops, and Homer's, where they literally sold everything in there. It was a very strange shop. It used to have all these, it used to sell paraffin by the gallon and that sort of stuff. Each shop, and it had a particular characteristic about it, like a large post office, a florist's, Wickenden Road, I think it is, and St John's Hill. There's a corner shop, a curious mix of selling bicycles, television sets. They used to charge batteries that people had in their portable radios. You had an HT battery and a lead acid cell. They did all that sort of thing. So they did a whole mixture of things. But the people who ran it were exceedingly helpful. Beyond that, the co-op was one thing I would always remember. The co-op, I do remember, was the manager of it. He quickly recognised that my father and mother were very inexperienced at running a shop. He was most helpful to us. He didn't have to be, but he was. I don't think my father recognised in this shop. You bought a side of bacon from the wholesalers in Maidstone, Arkles. They used to smoke the bacon themselves. They were delivered as a side of a pig. And my father had to then debone it and put it on one of the slicing machines. Tesco's opened in the Sevenoaks High Street. And one of the things I do remember about it, the store was a trap door in the floor. Because the goods yard had with a number of sidings and that sort of thing. Obviously, you're talking about the heavy stuff like coal, and aggregates, ballast and that sort of thing would be sold there. I didn't actually see it, but apparently it was quite common to get small holding stuff, you know, like vegetables. But they were wholesale that would come in from the various surrounding areas. I didn't actually see it, but I did know that there was a horse and cart vegetables on it that they actually did get from that area. Now, whether they got it from elsewhere as well, but this, the horse was, I remember the horse's name was Dolly, and they would be all the, there'd be like a triangular stand in the middle with all the vegetables on it, potatoes and things like that, cabbages, well, what's your green stuff. And that used to come all the way around all the houses, and I often wonder what happened to that, because a lot of stuff was delivered to the house. Bakers were strayed, because most bakers called at houses, private houses. Fishmongers did as well, and butchers used to. They would actually come round and deliver to the houses. So there's quite a big delivery service, mainly bakers, milk floats, And because Sevenoaks had three dairies, I remember, was the United Dairies, the Co-op, Frenchie's Dairies, which is where, by Sevenoaks Station, which is where the funeral offices are now, Frenchie's Dairies were run by a family. An awful lot of the stuff that was delivered was by horse and cart. There was plenty of buses, that I remember. We had seemed to have two bus companies in Sevenoaks at the time, was Maidstone District and London Country, which were the same as the London Transport, but they were green. Maidstone District used to run a bus, the number 9, went down St John's Hill, turn right, went to Maidstone from the old bus station in Sevenoaks. But buses were just really coming down the hill, stopping where they probably stop now, actually. Most people seemed to bicycle. Very few had cars. A lot of motorbike and sidecars. Sevenoaks, being a provincial town, had its own cattle market. There were similar cattle docks and things at Batten Bull. Sevenoaks was very much an independent community. But I remember one chap who came from Shoreham to Batten Bull Station, Cecil Coomber. And this chap used to look forward every year. His main thing he looked forward to was getting the number 9 bus into Maidstone for Christmas. And that was something he looked forward to. So you talk about very local people, and because the area had developed right the way around, a lot of colloquial names, which, for example, we used to call Twitten Docks. That was where the watercress beds were, and that sort of thing. So these places had the treacle mines and things like that. They were all little colloquial terms that were used for the small things in the area. A lot of people don't, in Batten Bull area, was the watercress beds. And, you know, it was quite normal to go down there, and in Otford there used to be even a small boat go out to collect the watercress. So there was a lot of local produce that was bought in and disseminated in the area. I certainly remember going down for the watercress. There's a down in the wilderness, there's a watercress lane, is it? I just want to get across the local nature of the whole area, which includes Batten Bull all the way around. People didn't travel that much. Obviously, there was quite a lot of commuting from Sevenoaks and that sort of thing up to London. But the local people, the genuine local, had usually worked on the land, and they had a affinity with the area. The only thing I would say about Sevenoaks that was never, ever, and apparently still pertinent today, it was always called two towns. There was the haves and the have-not parts of the town. Unfortunately, Batten Bull area was always seen to be known as the sort of working class area of Sevenoaks, which is sad because actually it was a very vibrant area, and it's a shadow of what, now it's an absolute shadow of what it was.